First day, we invite winners of small gold medal to say a few words about today's competition. Please.
We're really happy with our performance today. We're extremely proud of ourselves. It was difficult to go on the ice after everybody skated so well, especially when the crowd was going crazy for the fellow competitors. But we stayed focused on ourselves, and that's what makes us feel the most proud. And every competition this year, we're able to achieve a new season best, and that's always what we're looking for as well.
Next, we'd like to invite winners of small silver medal to comment their performance this evening.
每次都我输，先让他说，他也不输。我们今天同样很高兴，然后呢，在四大洲结束之后呢，有重新编排了一套短节目，又是在家里比赛，感觉有点担心，但是最后非常高兴，今天能把所有的这个动作都完成了。我们希望。能把今天这种好的这种状态保持到明天。
After the four continents match, we have arranged a short program, and actually, we are a lot of worried because we are competing in home, but still we managed to finish our performance, and we hope that in the future we can maintain such good mindset.
At last, we will have winners of small bronze medal winners to share with their feelings on today's week.
今天我们也是将自己最好的水平在中国表现出来，这样呢，我们觉得第一也是为我们自己的平时训练付出做出了一个回报，然后觉得今天滑得很满意，有的地方会有一些小小的问题。希望明天会发挥出自己最好的水平。
Today we have displayed the best performance, and I think that it's a great reward to our daily training. Despite some minor problems, so still we feel satisfied, and we hope that tomorrow we can do better.
Patinage Magazine.First of all, congratulations to the three couples who delivered tonight three outstanding performances. And the question is for Megan and Eric. You chose a music with a French song, and it's a beautiful song. The words are very powerful. However, not so many people may be able to understand it. So why did you choose to use this music for your program?
Since we always have competitions around the world in different countries, you're never going to be able to find a song in a specific language that covers, you know, every country and the audience will be able to relate to in each country. But I think this piece, and especially Jeanette Bruneau's voice, is so powerful that you don't even need to understand the words to be able to relate to the emotion of the song. And I think that it's that aspect of this music is universal.To all audiences.
I just want to add that Jeanette is singing about reaching higher and striving higher, and there's some lyrics, take my hand and let's go higher. And when we do the throw, it actually says, don't fall. Like literally, that's what they're saying while I do the throw. but Jeanette is from Montreal, and that's where we're training. And last year during the playoffs of the NHL playoffs, the big hockey league,She was singing O Canada for the Montreal Canadiens games, and every time she sang O Canada, the Montreal Canadiens won. So she became their good luck charm. And while this was happening, our choreographer had the idea that we would skate to her music, and now this year she's become our good luck charm.
So once we start talking about music choices, I also have a question to Pan Ting Tongjian. You, as you said, you changed your short program, andSo why did you change it? Why did you pick this song? And how much do you think it was a risk to change so shortly before the World Championship your program?
四大洲的时候我们选择的那个音乐短节目是 Tango。我们想要有一些不一样的变化。因为以往双人滑运动员在这个舞蹈表现上 没有一个特别大的一个突破。所以说在今年夏天我们也就特意去学了一些这个Tango 的舞蹈。但是经过了一个比赛，我们觉得我们跟实际自己要求的还差得很大。所以说呢世锦赛马上就要来了，我们没有时间。我们只能选择一个自己比较熟悉的一个风格，然后所以选择了这个曲目。
Actually, in the past, I think in pair skating, the short program, the presentation are not so satisfied. So today, we choose a tango. We wanted to make some changes. Actually, we learned the tango in summer. And still, today's performance could not meet up with our demand for ourselves.And the world championships is coming. We actually have no choice but to choose the most familiar style of the music.
This question is from Megan and Eric. You've talked this season about wanting to skate with freedom, and there are a lot of things that happened tonight that made that tough with the excellent skating and skating last. You didn't look as relaxed on the warm-up as I thought you might be. You pulled it back in. How did you do it and what did you learn?
I don't even know if we can answer that.
Well, first, it's true. Our goal this year was to skate with more relaxation and more freedom. And that was actually our goal because of watching Peng and Tom skate all these years. They always looked so relaxed and so calm. And Eric and I always wondered how they can do it. And so our goal this year was looking up to them and trying to skate as calm and with as much freedom as they have always been able to achieve.Today on the warm-up, I think that we did feel a little bit tight, but as soon as our music starts and we get in that starting position, it brings us back to the familiar feeling of every day at training and every competition that we've done. And as soon as the music starts, I think we both just kind of ease into the program. But I have to say, I think before the music started, we were the most nervous we've been all season.
Question for Eric or Megan. As you just said, you've been very dominant this season. Just explain what your confidence levels are like going into tomorrow's final.
I think we've realized that each competition, no matter how prepared or confident we feel, always feels just a little bit different and unfamiliar. We're at the biggest competition of one of the biggest competitions of our career, and we're heading into the long program for the very first time in first place as the quote-unquote favorites. So our goal remains the same each time we go out, and that's just to keep everything in a little bubble between me and Megan. We block out everything else, and we know that we can do our job in the moment because we've done it in training and we've done it in the past competitions. Having a great skate in the short, of course, helps us feel more relaxed, and also our scores allow us a bit more freedom in terms of trying to have that perfect skate versus a really good skate. But overall, I think we feel very, very confident going into tomorrow.And aside from just having a clean skate, we want to have a great performance.
This is for Jen and Ching. Why did you decide to return to competition this year? Was it so that you could try to win Worlds one last time on your home ice?
其实我们最初的目的回来是想给冰迷呈现两套非常完美的两个节目，因为想做一个退役演出。但是这次世锦赛特别难得能在中国举办，所以我们就想来参加比赛，然后通过这个比赛来奉献给他们这两套节目，所以就决定来参加比赛。但是其实想回来的这个结果还是很难的，但是我们很高兴今天站在了这个赛场上，然后通过我们的努力，然后能奉献给他们这两套节目。今天完成了一套，希望明天有一个好的表现，第二套能更好。
他要回来，所以他要回来，我跟着他回来。
Actually, our original target is wanted to display two performances before our retirement.And it's a precious opportunity for Shanghai to hold the championship in China. And we hope that through the championship, we can display the two performances. Today is a good start. Tomorrow, we hope we can do better. Actually, it is the chief, Tong Jian, who wanted to come back to the, to the stage. Pan Qin, who wanted to come to stage.
你好，我想问一下石文静和韩聪，因为我们也知道庞庆同建这个赛季要退役了，那么你们有没有在考虑过下个赛季？因为下个赛季你们可能就要挑起来中国，花花商人华这个大梁了。那么你们对此有是期待还是说压力比较大？谢谢。稍等，先翻译一下。
The question goes to Qin Pan and Jin Tong. Actually, I wanted to ask about your preparement and plan for the next championship. When you come back, you will be the vanguard and the crucial strength in supporting the pair skating course in China. So I'd like to ask you to give some comment on this.
我觉得这个问题吧，就是好多记者问了我们好多关于这个问题，但是我们觉得就是现在对于这个比赛来说，就是做好我们自己平时训练做的事情，然后把每天的训练水平在这比赛上发挥出来，可能会有我们还会有一些问题，但是我们会努力的去把它做得更好。至于下个赛季说有没有什么挑战大梁的问题，其实这个问题跟我们也没有什么就特别直接的关系，因为跟我们差不多大的还有几对，因为中国的后备力量还是很强大的。我觉得问题是这个是中国队，整个我们希望是整个队一起强大，因为我们教练啊，我们整个团队啊，对，都特别的就是支持我们，会给我们更多的力量。然后我觉得我们下个赛季也是做好自己，然后每天做好自己该做的事情。
Actually, about the next championship, I think we just do our best selves and maintain our training as to display the training level on the stage. About the essential strength in supporting the course of China, I think it is too exaggerated and it is not directly related to us because China has strong reserves in this aspect and we hope that the whole group could improve themselves because of the support of a coach as well as anything else.
I have another question for Su Wenjing, Han Song. Four continents didn't quite go the way you wanted. You made an error in the free program and you dropped out of the medals. So how did you come back from that disappointment to perform so well today?
经过上次四大洲的比赛之后，我们在比赛当中自由滑当中发现了很多问题，细节不够仔细，没有得到该得到的等级。所以说我们回去主要加强的是旋转、螺旋线，包括一些托举的等级方面。所以说经过了一段强化性的训练之后，我们觉得把细节问题做得更好一些，会提高我们的一些分数和质量。所以说我们这段时间其实就是解决问题，发现问题，就这么一个过程。
其实我觉得在那种比赛中出现那个问题其实是好事，更加提醒我们要注意细节问题，好在今后的比赛中注意。然后我们以往也是容易犯这些就是在小动作细节上面的出现问题，这是给我们一个很好的警示吧，算提醒。
Actually, after the Four Continents Championship, and we find that we have so many problems in the free program, and so we, after coming back, we did a lot of improvement in the details to improve the upgrades improves grades of difficulties, such as in the spin and spiral, as well as lift. After extensive training, I think we have achieved some results in the progress of either quality, and we hope that in the future, the overall scores could be enhanced too. Actually, I think it is a good phenomenon for us to discover problems in the last four continents championships, because that can help us to channel attention to details and to pay more attention to our small motions. As well. So I think it is a good warning signal.